friends, how are you doing? Welcome to my daily update video. Wherever you're at in the world, today I'm in the city of Belfast and have a great day lined up today, meeting with some leaders here and organizing an event for the fall and doing some shopping and right now having a cup of coffee in one of my favorite cafes in Europe. So today's a good day. And we have a good God. Hey, real quick, if you're new to my YouTube channel, a couple of practicals when I hit the subscribe button down there. Give this video a thumbs up and share it if you will. And most importantly, if you're not yet a receiver of our weekly email, I send out once a week email just with news, updates, media, books I'm reading, thoughts, just things God's stirring in me that hopefully would stir things in you. If you're interested in receiving that, goes out most Fridays. There should be a link below. We send out free gift to everybody who does that. Boom. Hey, let me share something with you guys real quick today. And it's simply this. I was thinking this yesterday. You know, repentance is a big concept in the kingdom of God. Would you agree? John the Baptist comes and he comes preaching, repent. The kingdom of God is near. Jesus comes and he preached, repent. The kingdom of God has arrived. Peter stands up on the day of Pentecost and preach, repent. Now believe the gospel. Now that Jesus has died and rose again, repentance, metanoia, is in a way it's the doorway into the kingdom of God. And yet, I think if you were to take the average person and analyze what they think, how they perceive the word repentance, I would say it's about 80-90% just religious baggage that we've attached to that word over the years. And I want to leave you just with a little thought today that's blessed me and helped me. You know, I think when we talk about repentance, we tend to think in terms of repenting from. I did something wrong, I broke covenant with God, I sinned, I did something God didn't want me to do. We repent from a sin. Rather, I think in the kingdom of God, we repent to. We repent towards rather than from. So that our repentance shouldn't be, actually the foundation of our repentance shouldn't be a sin we have committed, omission, commission, something we've done, something we haven't done. Rather, we should be repenting towards Jesus. We should be repenting towards the cross. We should be repenting towards the new creation. And I want to encourage you, there's this glorious thing of, you can repent. If you've sinned, repent. Amen. Absolutely. I don't want you to miss hearing me there. But you can repent before you sin. Hallelujah. Come on, write that down. You can repent before you sin. You say, Graham, what would I repent from? Well, forget repenting from and repent to. So repentance is the renewing, the transforming of our mind and our ways and our soul, if you will. And if on a daily basis we're turning from the old and turning into the new, we're building a lifestyle of repentance. You know, I've learned that God is a God of displacement. And that there's so much poor teaching in the Christian world right now that basically says to solve a problem, we need to go back to the root of the problem and try to analyze it. And why did this happen? And bring God in. Let God meet you back when you were hurt, all that kind of. This is just, it's Freudian psychology with a Christian t-shirt. It's Freudian psychology with a fish on. And God doesn't want you to go back to the source of your pain, because the source of your pain, all of the source of our pain, if you just keep pulling on the thread, goes all the way back to the garden. It goes back to Adam and Eve. It goes back to sin. And your salvation doesn't lie in your understanding the source of your pain. Rather, your salvation lies in the cross. It lies in that place of transformation. And I think rather than, imagine today, it's not true, but imagine today I'm fighting and struggling with depression. You can say, we can play the game of why are you depressed? What did this happen? Did somebody drop you as a baby? I'm not mocking. You know, we can play the why game. But rather, I think rather than try to solve depression, God's answer is displacement. One is repenting from, the other is repenting to. So I believe God's answer is to do this, put on the garment of praise, which will push out the spirit of heaviness, take on the oil of joy for mourning. And God wants to displace, remove a lesser reality with a greater reality, that of his kingdom. So if you're fighting something in your past, stop fighting. Yeah, that's self-help. That's Freudian psychology dressed up as Jesus. What we've got to be doing is putting on the mind of Christ and saying, I am this. This is who God made me. Let the weak say. It doesn't say, let the weak say, well, here's the cause of my weakness, and here's why. Rather, let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Come on, guys, wherever you're at today, some of my friends in America will still be in bed by the time I'm recording this with time change, but you're going to have a wonderful day today. Today's a day in the kingdom of God. You're going to walk with Jesus today. You're going to witness. You're going to win souls today. You're going to walk in victory today. You're going to walk with feet like hinds feet and walk the high places of the earth. You're going to drink good coffee today. God's going to meet every need you have today. Yeah. Come on, God is working all things together for your good because you love Him and you are the called according to His purpose. So rather than reform your day, transform your day by the renewing of your mind, because that's what true repentance is. Boom. Thanks for watching, guys. Drop me a line. Hey, I'm going to be back in the States this weekend. I'll be preaching in Sturbridge, Mass in the morning, Norwalk, Connecticut in the afternoon, and speaking all about transformation, and it's going to be good. So I hope to see some of you there, and hallelujah. Hi to all my friends in Northern Ireland as well, and south of Ireland. Had a really great week here. Just love what God is stirring in this nation. So thanks for watching. Bye for now.